The New Patriotic Party's presidential hopeful, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has intensified his campaign with a mammoth rally at Tema as part of the party's Greater Accra regional tour. Addressing the charged crowd, Nana said Ghana needs change, adding that the country needs a government that will come into office and implement policies and programs that will bring the fortunes of the country onto the path of progress and prosperity. Nana Akufo-Addo noted that the Greater Accra Regional Campaign Tour is aimed at winning 58% votes in the region.
Every constituent, every year, capital budget of Ghana, your mother sister, about $1 million, about every constituent.
Nana Akufo-Addo there. The MPP Greater Accra Regional Chairman, Ishmael Ashite, said the MPP will win the general election since whoever wins Accra wins the entire election, adding that MPP will win 25 parliamentary seats and 58% in Accra.
I am not just telling you that I'm going to win Greater Accra. Greater Accra is going to give Nana Akufo-Addo a minimum of 58% of the popular vote. I stand before you to promise you that I am giving you 25 parliamentary seats in Greater Accra.
MPP Greater Accra Regional Chairman Ishmael Ashite.
And still on the campaign trail, the Progressive People's Party PPP says it has put up three campaign teams to execute the party's agenda for victory come December 7. The first team is led by the presidential candidate, the second by the running mate, while the third will be made up of the national executives. The national chairman of the PPP, Nialote Bruhamond, told George Asikri that the party is working to implement the court ruling and executing its campaign simultaneously.
Remember that the nomination forms are still returning notice. We only have our copy, but we can't make any alteration on even on our copy. We have the returning officer being present so that all four copies, ours and theirs, they reflect the same information.
And so if they give you that opportunity within a week, is the party able to effect all the corrections?
If you read what the lieutenant officer sent to us and to the whole world, there was only one error that they recognize. And that's one error that we are going to correct.
But after this incident, the person involved that has brought the party to all these problems, have you identified the person?
It's unfortunate that the report keeps saying the person. There is one Asida in the border region that has no problem, and that is recognized by the East. The problem is in the central region, that another Asida shows up there. That Asida is in this. We'll go and correct it.
So what is next on the PPP's agenda?
Our next action is to implement the order from the court, which is to offer us an opportunity to amend and alter centrally. That's it.
How about the campaign trail?
Oh, the campaign is ongoing. As you may have been following, the flag bearer since Friday and over the weekend was in the central region and the western region. We'll be coming to Greater Accra and moving on to the rest of the region. The running mate, Madam Bridget Dwenuku, was also in the western region and Volta region over the weekend. She will also be coming to Accra and also be going to different parts of the country. The two of them will hit all 10 regions within the next few days. The national officers will do likewise. We will also have a third team as national officers also going out to different areas within the 10 regions. So you will have three teams simultaneously going around the 10 regions, campaigning for votes for issues that we have raised bordering on job creation. Our present government has been unable to resolve jobs. And we want to be able to talk about how we ensure that our future leaders are educated.
Okay.
Not the free education, free SHS talks, but our future leaders educated from kindergarten to primary. And the abolishing of the BEC. That's what we want our people who will vote on December 7th. to reflect on before they vote.
Well, these are all laudable messages, but in the unlikely event that you do not win the election, are you going to blame it partly on the EC's decision to disqualify the candidate?
The rule of law has went, and that has brought honor to this country, and that is what we should have, that we have retained the rule of law, that democracy is working in this country, and we should be proud of.
National Chairman of PPP Ni Alote Bruhaman talking to George Asikri.
In another party, governance expert Professor Emmanuel Osei Isiama says the timing for the launch of the CPP manifesto is not too good. He said even though manifestos do not entirely decide for voters in elections, launching it early could enhance the party's fortunes. Professor Isiama, who is president of the Authentic Governance Institute and a lecturer at the University of Cape Coast, told George Asikri that the message contained in the CPP's manifesto is good, but this does not mean the CPP will do better in the polls.
In the first place, when you look at the trend of Ghana, our election, even though manifesto plays a very significant part for electorates to make an informed decision, one could see that indeed, manifesto does not necessarily play the major part, especially that Ghanaians are actually read manifestos. Okay, the majority of them don't necessarily look to manifesto to inform themselves. However, you could see that when each and everyone is going out with a yacht campaign, they try to unearth certain things that they will plan to put in their manifesto, and that's where by you see their policies, their promises, and other things that indeed they try to champion around. And so, one manifesto play a key role, but not the key role. However, if you want to rely on manifesto as a strategic tool and a drive to pull people to your side, I think that you need to know the timing and then take the timing also into consideration so that you can get it right. One could ask himself or herself that what actually is the CPP trying to achieve? Have they done a research to know that this particular time when they bring the manifesto is going to hit the ground running or is going to pull people to themselves? To me, from where I sit, I can actually say that the timing is not all that, it's not good. Looking at that, it's about how many days to election? Very few days to election. And let's say about 37 days to election. And at this time, you launch your manifesto. I'm asking myself so many things. Whom are they going to actually appeal on so that they can come on board? The timing is good, but it's not the best.
Will it, in any case, change the fortunes or the flag bearer or the party in the election?
Absolutely, I don't think so. This particular election, even though there are other political parties forcing and pushing their way through, I mean, various things have shown that is for the two major political parties.
You just heard a governance expert, Professor Emmanuel Osei Isiama, talking to George Asikri.
The flag bearer of the Convention People's Party CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, says his government, when elected, will embark on a massive industrial and agricultural revolution, especially in the three regions of the north, to bridge the development gap between them and the south. He said policies and programs for the north will be driven from the office of the president. Speaking at a program organized by the Northern Development Forum for political parties on their policies for the northern part of Ghana, Mr. Greenstreet said a CPP government will also invest massively in renewable energy to make Ghana energy sufficient. Felix Kofi reports.
The Northern Development Forum is an advocacy platform for governance's support for and influencing policy aimed at developing the three regions of the north. Mr. Greenstreet said a CPP government will focus on agriculture because the northern part of the country is rich in arable lands, good for food crop cultivation.
With respect to our policies for the three northern regions, something that we are going to drive from the office of the president. In terms of agriculture, we have spoken extensively, particularly with regard to the three northern regions, of doing more to utilize the vast areas of land that are currently not being utilized. I know some extensive work has been done on shea and cashew and cotton and other crops, but we were looking at potentially introducing a tree which grows there already, that is the almond tree. It grows anyway, it needs hardly any water to grow. That's why it grows anywhere in the country. It grows quickly within a period of 2 to 3 years, and after 2 to 3 years, it already begins to harvest. The nuts from the tree are very easy to harvest and process. And you will notice that in the 300-year history of cocoa, on the international market, it has never exceeded $3,600. But today, the almond oil on the international market is $10,000 a metric ton.
Policy analyst of the NDC, Dr. William Ahaji, said government is working to revamp the Kwalugu tomato factory. He said the challenge with the factory has to do with supplies. He, however, announced that government is working to revive the shea nut industry in the north to create employment for the youth there.
We are looking at, based on increased thermal power, we will support the private sector to undertake exploitation and refinery of massive iron ore deposits in the Nisheni in the northern region, Pudo in the upper west region as well. These two places are targeted for steel industry. Agro-industrialization, small-scale farming. We are looking at processing to support value addition in shea, as I mentioned, and some fruits. SADA is a big one. We are doing quite a number of things under SADA, and we'll support SADA in the land trust scheme. We are looking at water. We'll expand the water project in Yendi, Damango, Saboba, and others.
That report was filed by Felix Kofi. Now, an international election observer from the National Democratic Institute, NDI, in the U.S., Richard Klein, says there is nowhere in the world that elections are conducted with what he termed a perfect voters register. Mr. Klein, who was responding to questions from journalists in Accra after a pre-assessment of Ghana's preparedness for the December election, said there has never been an election conducted where every eligible voter gets captured onto the voters register. However, mechanisms can be put in place to ensure that the register is made credible. Mr. Klein explained that the delegation was also briefed by the EC chairperson, Madame Charlotte Osei, on the election processes. He said the team was informed that EC's election strong room will now be referred to as a national information center for the December 7 polls. This information center will be accessible to the media, political parties, and local and international election observers.
The immediate past moderator of the General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church Ghana, Very Reverend Francis Abenu, has asked front runners in political campaign activities to eschew politics of lies and vindictiveness that have the tendency of intensifying animosity and tension among key actors. He said the conduct of this year's polls in an atmosphere of tranquility and dignity requires a collective responsibility involving civil society, political activists, and relevant state regulatory agencies. Very Reverend Abenu stated this when he inducted into office national executives of the EP Church Men's Fellowship. The event coincided with the Thanksgiving service in Accra to climax activities marking the fellowship's 19th annual National Delegates Conference. We bring you more.
The 8-member executive who had completed their tenure were unanimously retained for another 4 years. Speaking at the induction, the Very Reverend Abenu urged political activists and all election actors to be guided by faith in exercising their civic responsibilities. He also entreated party supporters who may be aggrieved by the conduct of some political opponents to exercise a high sense of self-control and tolerance. The Very Reverend Abenu called on all faith-based organizations to rise to their religious responsibilities as sacred institutions to pray for a successful and violent-free election. The West Volta Presbytery Synod moderator of the EP Church, Reverend Dr. Mark Wilson Atakru, used the occasion to condemn the rising incidents of infidelity in Ghana. The national president of the Men's Fellowship, Charles Gunu, thanked members of the fellowship for the confidence reposed in the executives.
That was a news desk report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Accra High Court adjourns to tomorrow, November 1st, APC versus EC case challenging Hassan Ayarege's presidential disqualification. EC to begin receiving applications for media accreditation in December polls from today. Journalists cautioned against sitting in politically branded vehicles. And still to come, Peasant Farmers Association advocates selection of more women as National Farmers Day Award winners. French military operation in Central African Republic ends today, and researchers in Australia discover killer snake's venom has medicinal value for pain relief in humans. Please stay with us.
Fellow Ghanaian, I want to tell you why I am voting for John Mahama as president on 7th December. As a woman, peace and security means a lot to me, and I'm convinced that in John Mahama, we have a peaceful person, a safe pair of hands for the maintenance of peace and security of our nation, especially the protection of women and children. The prevailing unity in his government and the oneness in the NDC is for me a testimony of the leadership style of President Mahama. He is tolerant, respectful, focused, and has a clear sense of direction for our nation. The development he's championed as president speaks to the vision that he has for Ghana. John Mahama has my vote because he is working in the interest of our generation and future generations. Vote John Mahama. Vote NDC.